Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it remains unclear just how much money the state will receive from the federal stimulus package. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
President Obama signed the $787 billion stimulus package Tuesday, opening the floodgates of federal spending that Murkowski says is unprecedented. Senator Murkowski voted against the stimulus bill, which she discussed during a visit to Ketchikan on Tuesday.
I think we agreed on the ends, which is we must attempt to stimulate the economy. We disagreed on the means to get there. And what we have as a consequence is an enormous spending package, the likes of which this nation has simply never seen. And we did it in such a hurried rush that I am very fearful of the waste that we will see and the lack of accountability and the lack of transparency.
Murkowski says she would have liked to have seen more money set aside in the bill for transportation projects in particular. She says a state share of the transportation portion of the package will range between $127 and $175 million.
Out of the $838 billion bill, 3% goes towards infrastructure.
She says she believes that much of the money included in the spending package won't actually stimulate the economy.
I am so supportive of what we need to do with education and making sure that we've got the funding there. But tell me how Title I funding and plussing that up for the state, it's about $32 million to us. Tell me how that is creating jobs in this economy.
Murkowski says the federal government is spending more money on the stimulus package than it did in Iraq, on the Vietnam War, or the New Deal. In addition to Ketchikan, Murkowski is visiting Sitka, Juneau, and Anchorage before returning to Washington, D.C. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.